Welcome back to M&B's podcast.
I'm the M for Mom.
And I'm the B for Ben. Today, we're recording from our new house. We're currently recording in the permanent beast room.
Which is pretty amazing. We said we were going to do it, and the room is really designed to be an office, but we got beautiful new light color carpeting and kind of turned it into our library room. And
yeah, we got some bookshelves, salt lamp, cello bookshelf. We got Fuzzy sitting up there just like at 7th Street. It's real nice. The only thing we can't get the best of is we have the jazz in the living room.
Yeah, that's where the main stereo system is. So we do have to figure that part out. Well, Ben, how has your experience been moving into this house?
Good.
Yeah. I think Ben is recognizing right now that there is a little mini ceiling fan in this room. And we used to always turn on the ceiling fan as part of the peace room. Is that what you're referencing?
Yes.
Yes. Well, we'll have to remember that for next time.
Next time?
Because right now, if I flip the switch on the wall, the light will also turn on very bright, and it will ruin the vibe.
Or you could just pull the string.
I don't know which string.
I've always known it as the longer.
You think the fan is the longer?
I think so.
Well, I can actually reach
that. Well, folks, you're getting a real-time thing here. All right, Ben, now try. You heard those clicks. Wow, he is turning on the ceiling fan, folks. It is really fast and really cold. Ben, can you turn the fan down? The long cord. Yeah, give it another two clicks. Oh, that was the light. Wow. Everyone, you're getting a real live rendition of life in a new home, figuring out all of the...
I clicked him on.
It was so harsh when that light came on. Usually in the podcast, we talk about things that happened, but tonight's podcast, things are happening.
Went to the library.
That's true. We did. We went to the library tonight. You got a lot of books out.
I did.
How many?
That thing didn't slow down.
How many did you get? Like 12?
More than that.
And how many have you read already since we've been home in the last 3 hours? Yeah. A book an hour on average for this one. Pretty amazing. So the new house is cool because there's a big like playroom basement.
Yeah, it's true. We got a nice jet tub and walk-in shower down there. Nice Lego shelf.
It's beautiful. We had a good movie night there the first night we were all here together.
We did.
Big Hero 6.
Jinx, knock on wood.
Wow, owe me a Coke. That was a really good movie. I always think I'm not going to like robot-y science fiction movies, but that was honestly so good.
And mentally informative.
Totally. Yeah. Emotionally intelligent.
Experienced a lot of loss in his life.
Yeah.
You got to watch that, guys. Big Hero 6, Disney Plus.
It is very good.
Very good, emotional.
It is emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I will say, this might be an unpopular opinion, but you know one thing that's hard for me about the new house?
What?
Is that it's so nice to have all this space that we can spread out, but sometimes I feel like you guys are far away. Like when I am upstairs cooking and you're all downstairs watching TV, which is totally fine. I feel like I have to yell really loud for you to hear me. Ken's dinner! Do you know what I mean? It's just like we're far away from each other.
If we had a video tour right now, we could. I definitely would. But we don't have that video enabled.
Yeah. And there's a lot of like, Mom! You know, from the other side of the hallway. Yeah. Is there anything about the new house that's been, like, hard for you or a difficult transition to get used to?
If you want to give them the bad news.
Go ahead.
You give
them it. No, I don't know what you're talking about.
know what.
Oh, Ben got sick the other day. Can I guess what you're going to say? He got sick, and so he had to sleep on the couch, and I think he heard all the clanging of, like, the pipes and the boiler and stuff. Maybe the new sounds are hard to get used to at the new house?
No, I was saying being sick in general is bad, and you resort to pipes?
Oh. Well, we were talking about what was hard about the house. I mean, you were sick in the house, but that didn't really have to... Well, you didn't get sick because you moved.
What if I was homesick?
Aw. You think you were homesick?
I was making a joke.
Okay. It's a good joke.
Thank you.
We got your first friend coming over to visit at the new house.
Oh, we do. Yes.
Yeah. So that should be a good time.
Henry, if you're wondering.
Yep.
And by the way, if you check the time now, 6:07.
Oh, boy. So it's been all positive since we moved here?
Unless you count the sickness, yes.
Unless you count the sickness, that's good. Ben also helped me do something amazing today that we had never done together before. He helped me build a piece of furniture off the internet. You want to tell folks about it a little bit?
Well, it's a record holder. Helped her kind of sort the records.
Not in really like nice. Guinness Book way.
Mm-hmm. We listened to some records while doing that. I was home for school both yesterday and today. Today I wasn't exactly sick, but I just needed to kind of like catch up on energy because I didn't eat anything yesterday.
Right.
If you're wondering, it was a stomach bug.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just not going to talk about the aftermath because there's probably some people who will do exactly what I did for a year. If we talk about it too long.
Yep, keep it moving.
Yeah, nice house. I'm going to try to name all the big amenities in this without having to show you. There is a living room that's combined with a dining room. Nice kitchen. Then there's three nice bathrooms, unless you count a small bathroom, not nice. We have the peace room we're in right now. My sister, brother, me and my brothers, actually. And laundry room, my mom's room. Nice basement, very nice basement. With a guest room, storage room. Like I said, walk-in shower and jet tub.
Amazing.
Very nice house.
It'll be really nice to share this really cool space with people we care about.
Have them come over.
Playtime, dinner parties.
Sleepovers? Would you like to share with our audience perhaps about sleepovers? In case there may be any future visitors for the house.
Your sleepovers, Ben and Max and Rosie have never had sleepovers before with anyone other than their grandparents. Sleepovers. Yes, we've never hosted a sleepover for a friend. And I know that I need to let them have their own experience, but I did tell Ben that he's very lucky to have me as his mom because I believe I'm the queen of sleepovers.
She told me she would give us the best snacks, the best blankets, the best coziness.
Yeah, the best setup, make it special. I'm like really good at it, I think. So I am excited to bust out that skill
whenever the time is appropriate. She said you need your business card.
Queen of sleepovers.
Yep. Queen of Sleepovers at www.sleepovers.com.
That is not true. But anyway. Well, we should probably get to wrapping this up, huh, Ben?
Yep.
What a wild podcast it's been tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We've been brainstorming other...
podcast topics.
That's right. Yep.
We have plenty of new ones in store.
That's true. Maybe... try coming at you broadcasting from different rooms in the house. Figure out what works.
We will.
Yeah.
Sometime we'll broadcast from the living room with the jazz.
Uh-huh.
Who knows? Maybe we'll broadcast it from her room sometime.
Sure.
Basement. Maybe even the guest room. Who knows?
Who knows?
It's the perfect way to decide where we're going to broadcast.
Yep.
Well, anyway, thanks for tuning in.
And we'll see you next time here on...
M&B's podcast.